Moving forward. Dovid border below heading 1. Political will to address issues related to gender and SRHR is the starting point for sustainable peace. Every section of the society plays a pivotal role in contributing to peace. This section identifies some major actions that different actors are responsible for to ensure gender equality and SRHR for women and girls, especially in conflict and humanitarian settings. Ensure women's participation in conflict resolution and peace processes. Policy/decision makers should recognize the agency of women and girls. Their participation is crucial in all phases of conflict resolution and peace processes. Women's equal and meaningful participation at all decision-making levels, including at national institutions and mechanisms such as justice institutions, and at transitional justice mechanisms, should be ensured. Note reference 151. That women are not a homogeneous group, and their experiences of conflict can be diverse, should also be reflected in all decision-making processes. Strengthening women's capacity and enabling them to make effective interventions at these processes is essential. Implementation and effective monitoring of international instruments, including UNSCR on women, peace and security. Member states should ensure the implementation of international instruments with proper plans and adequate budget allocation both at the national, regional and international levels. The most demanding is the implementation of the UNSCR 1325 and subsequent resolutions on WPs, and UNSCR 2250 on youth, peace and security. At the national level, the first step towards the implementation of WPs is to ensure that NAPs are in place. The NAPs should be supported with adequate resource allocation with effective implementation plans and monitoring mechanisms. The SDGs must also fully integrate commitments made to accelerate BPFA, ICPDPO, UNSCR on WPs, and CEDAWGR 30 across all 17 goals. Note reference 152. And their review. All the components in the recommendations, including safe abortion, should be upheld by states irrespective of religious beliefs and cultural practices. Quote, only 3% of peace and security funding targets gender equality and women's empowerment as a principal objective. This is likely due to the continued failure to adequately fund programs for empowerment of women during non-conflict years or before the start of a conflict. End of quote. Ensure justice to all, including stateless persons, who have suffered war crimes. States should take responsibility to provide justice to all those who have endured war crimes, including forced sexual slavery and rape. No post-conflict or peace-building effort can be successful until this is achieved. Countries should ensure that measures are taken, and systems are put in place, for victims of rape and other gender-based violence to testify and seek justice for the crime perpetrated against them. States should end the culture of impunity for perpetrators irrespective of their position and power. States are also obligated to put measures in place to protect human rights, including SRHR of stateless women within their territory without any discrimination. This also includes guaranteeing women and girls affected by conflict the equal right to obtain the documents necessary for the exercise of their legal rights, and the right to have such documentation issued in their own names. Note reference 153. Ensure adequate funding for SRHR in conflict prevention, resolution, and peace processes. Currently, funding for gender equality in peace and security is underprioritized. Only 3% of peace and security funding targets gender equality and women's empowerment as a principal objective. Note reference 154. This is likely due to the continued failure to adequately fund programs for empowerment of women during non-conflict years or before the start of a conflict. Root causes such as gender inequality and violation of SRHR must be addressed through adequate funding to organizations and movements in the region. Components of SRHR are supported more from a health perspective and in the context of humanitarian need. Adequate funding for comprehensive SRHR approaches during conflict helps minimize the impact, especially for women and girls. Page 24. Ensure humanitarian aid and services adopt human rights approaches and that they reach all during crises, even though current approaches of humanitarian efforts attempt to fulfill the need of people in crises, it tends to be disempowering and paternalistic, treating people like passive victims. Note reference 155. Humanitarian. Efforts should adopt a rights-based approach and reach out to people to assess their needs and offer options. This, in the long run, will contribute to sustainable peace. UN agencies such as UNHCR and other organizations providing humanitarian aid should ensure that initiatives, such as MISP and the Spirit Project, are expanded to be more comprehensive and are made universal to reach all women and girls in crises, and not just the identified priority areas by aid organizations. Quote, a feminist approach draws attention to the efforts and resilience of women and girls to survive, negotiate, and rebuild, and builds on these experiences and examples for mainstream efforts to conflict resolution and peace building. End of quote.